me the trash.
Easy. Well, it's a... Yeah, I know. How many times do we have to go over this? You are me. We separated when Anchor 2.0 turned into Anchor 3.0. You're the old Notorious. I'm the new Notorious. Yeah. Yeah. You're like the one that sucked.
I'm you.
Yeah.
But like...
Yeah.
The old you.
It just... glitch.
It was too afraid.
Yeah. Every day, I know. It's rough. Yeah, it's a lot of work. But I'm enjoying myself, and people are listening, and people are having a good time, and I'm having a good time, a great time, meeting a lot of new friends. Spotty Heck, Mr. Turetsky, I had a long conversation with him today. Oh, my God. What are you still doing here? Go. Yeah, go. Bye. Go, go, go. You're still here.
I'll go.
Go.
I'll go.
Go. You're not even like a real monster. That's how I was able to defeat you so easily last time. I know, it's some Deus Ex Machina shit. Like Doctor Who every season for the last 5 years.
Okay, fine.
Go. Go.
Bye, bitch.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia. Anyways. Yeah, it's been a fun time on the JoeCast this week. This was probably not really terrifying Tuesday or thrilling Tuesday, more like terrible Tuesday. I had fun, though. I hope you all had fun. Let's have fun tomorrow. It's Wednesday, so that means it's... No, it's not Odin's Day. It's diss day. Laying down some diss tracks. We're gonna diss people like Anchor, cause you're pissing us all off. Cause this app is, we haven't gotten our echoes back. You keep promoting like professionally run podcasts. This is supposed to be podcasts for the people. But the people you represent are corporate interests. They ain't the people. You ain't representing the people. God damn. You've been dissed, Anchor. You've been dissed. Before diss day, I diss you now. Take that. That's right. See, he got me riled up. I ain't talking monotone tonight. Got me in my anger voice. Hear me, Anchor? Notorious rage! Notorious rage! See what you've done? You started Wednesday's day early, Anchor. It's on like Donkey Kong now, motherfuckers.
Here we go. Notorious in the house. Ripping your pot. It's this Wednesday on Tuesday night. Notorious. Notorious Rage. Rage. Anchor, you know why. You don't promote us. You don't really love us. We get people coming on the site. They listening to us. They laughing at us, especially my boys Spotty Heck and Turetsky. We're coming for you all, yes? No more playing nice. No more being polite. We're coming for you. Expect us to call in with the strangest shit you've ever seen. We're coming for you all, because it's Diss Wednesday, and we got some scores to settle. Do you hear me?
Yo, JoeCast, what's up, bro? What's the worst mistake you ever made in your life, and how did that affect you?
What is the worst mistake Dr. Horace has ever made? Gonna have to agree with Master Limu Bai. I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in lessons. Like Master Limu Bai said, enter your name here, podcast. It's like shooting a bow and arrow. Once your arrow has left the bow and headed towards its target, you can't just grab it out of the sky. So why worry about a mistake? Why even think you've got a worse mistake?
I've had a lot of lessons. Hell yeah. But mistakes? Yeah. I don't think so. Mistake, maybe favoriting your podcast and putting anything up since the app changed. Can't figure it out. That's right, you just got dissed. What do you say, Limu Bay? You told me to call this guy back, and he never called us back. He never answered our question. You know, how do you clean that brown eye? I'm still, you know, people are still like, oh, why did you ask that question? It's so weird. It's important. You know, I don't want people coming over to my house and using a bar of soap up there, leaving pubes. I mean, it's gross enough you got to clean the pubes up that are around places anyways when people leave. Ugh. So smile and say nice things if you got custodians in your building because they clean up your damn pubes every day. And people trash the work bathrooms. That shit drives me crazy. Anyways, it's Tuesday, and then to Dis Wednesday. Need to vent a little. Just come on. What do you say, Limu Bay? Oh, people who call in and are impolite, do so at the risk of being dissed. Especially on Dis Eve, Tuesday night. All right. Dr. Notorious. Gonna throw up some other calls people made in about scrubbing their asshole. I know I'm like a bidet guy with that shower. Yeah, I turn that thing on like, you know, super jet. Blast it. They used to have this thing called, I used to have a shower head called the Awaken. Oh my God, that was perfect. It was super strong. It like didn't have the water limiter. And then my spa was installed. Now it's nice. It's two. I have two big shower heads, like one, like the rain and the spray, you know, for, you know, cleaning the bits and the feet and stuff like that. And so, yeah. I don't know. Some people just lack proper hygiene. Seriously. Or maybe I have too much hygiene. Call in. Let me know. I don't care. Make that your diss track. Like, why are you talking about assholes all day? Notorious dissed. Anyways. Hey, everyone. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for favoriting. Thanks for listening. I think we went up over 100 viewers today. 100 plays today, at least. I mean, not half of those couldn't have been me, like usual. So thank you for listening, especially people on other platforms. If you came here through a link on Twitter or Instagram, thank you. Please subscribe. Follow on Instagram if you want to see those weird-ass memes I post. Twitter if you want me to see me angry at people and politics. And, yeah. And follow here on whatever platform. Play, iTunes, Anchor itself, so you can call in and tell me how much I suck on those days. Okay. Talk to you later, Anchor fam. I'm going to respond to people and start laying out the disses so I get them in my mailbox in the morning. Peace and love, Anchor fam. Just know it's all in good fun. It's Dis Wednesday. Just having fun. Lighten up. Yo. It's anarchy.
Guten Tag, Dr. Notorious. This is Hans, the angry German, and I wash my asshole 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day. It bugs me when people do not wash their assholes. Like when I'm standing in line, it is obvious who washes and who does not wash their asshole. Even when I am mowing lawn, I stick garden hose in my trousers and I rinse. And then I go in, take a shower, and I take the loofah, and I scrub, scrub, scrub the asshole.
Yeah, Hans, this is Dr. Ruth Weisenheimer. Dr. Notorious asked me to respond to you, since we share a common language. Have you seen? Yeah? Ah, duh. Well, you see, it seems like with your cleansing, you have a lot of repressed rage, and I think you need to check the steroids you are taking to see if there are certain side effects for emotional mood swings. Yeah, because you seem very upset at the natural habits of cleansing one's body. And, you know, if you would like to get a pretty young Fraulein, yeah, you need to keep yourself clean, especially those parts that get sweaty and bad smelling and musty, and you don't want that when people are kissing down there. No. Have a good day, Hans. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, hello. It's Prince Charles. How do you do, Mr. Toretsky? I was told to call you by my friend Dr. Notorious. My word, Mumsy and I have him round for tea all the time. He's quite hysterical. And he said you're quite funny as well. We would love to have you over for afternoon tea. Do you like dogs? Because Mumsy has quite a few, don't you know? Oh, little scamps. Oh, when I'm king, I'm going to guillotine them all.
Yo. You ready? You ready for Dis Wednesday? Yo, you ready? You better be ready for this shit. We're going to go down. We're going to take some people down. Because it's Dis Wednesday. Toretsky, are you in or are you out? You hear me? You better be in, man. Because it's on like Donkey Kong's.
Oh, hello, Mr. Toretsky. It's the Queen. So I heard you've been talking to my boy, Prince Charles. And he said something about cutting off the heads of my corgis, huh? Well, that little whippersnapper's going to spend another 5 years in the Tower of London. And I'm not going to die, you hear me, Charles? Yes, maybe I'll just pass you over for your son, you big-eared twit. Little philandering piece of shit, just like your father. That's why I spend all my time with the dogs. You're beneath them, even. God. Well, it's the Queen, Mr. Toretsky. We must have you over for tea sometime. Oh, hello. Say hello to the kids and the wife for me. From the
You ready, Matty Mo? You ready? You know what tomorrow is? It is Wednesday's day. It's time to let the evil spirits out. Time to just let it all go, Matty Mo. I know you're a great guy. You're a wonderful guy and spread the love, but sometimes if you got anything in you that you gotta let loose, just let it loose on the Notorious Jokecast. It's Dis Wednesday. Let the evil commies out. Woo!
What's really good, Freak? Yo, what's really good? I got to get on this album. I just signed a diplomat yesterday. What's really good?
I mean, the album's done. I mean, you know, you're on the next door. You're on my album. I mean, what's really good? I mean, you're good, you know?
You ready? You ready, Spotty Heck? You ready for Dis Wednesday? Wednesday's day? You ready to lay some sick diss down? We gotta take some people down a notch, you hear me? People with big heads on their shoulders, man. Get tired of this crap. This is the day you just let it out. All those bad feelings, all the bad spirits. Just let them out in your disses. Let's do it. Come on. We move the rock. All my niggas from state to state.
this Wednesday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.